I talked to a fellow that was 600 feet under the South China Sea when he got saved. My first wife's stepdaddy got saved following Patton into Germany in a foxhole. So you get saved anywhere you put your trust in.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad to be here tonight. Glad to see all the visitors that we have. You know, Brother Forshee knew me before I got saved, and he knew me when I got saved. And I had a plan when I was a little kid, and this was my plan, probably I was 8 years old, that I was going to go to every single denomination, every single church that I possibly could, and I was going to get saved every which way that was known. I was going to get baptized and accept Christ as my Savior. You're going to do whatever it took. You're going to go to every single one. Make sure that I covered them all so that when that day came, I wouldn't have anything to worry about. That was my goal. And I knew I could do it. But the crazy thing was, because when I was 10 years old, I got saved. And that's all it took. That one time. It wasn't me going to all these other churches. It wasn't me seeking after different denominations. It was me making myself an altar as a 10-year-old boy and asking the Lord to save my soul. And he did. And ever since that day, everything's been fine. Everything's been fine. That moment will stick with me for the rest of my life. That moment won't ever go away. There's nothing that anybody can do to take it from me. There's nothing I can do to lose it. God gave me a gift that's perfect.
Amen.
In every way. There's nothing that I did to earn it. There's nothing that anybody can do to earn it. Besides surrender. If you look at people in church, typically, we hope to see shouting. And there's visitors that come in, and I've had my friends ask me this before, and they say, Why do people shout? Why do people do that? What's that all about? Well, if you close your eyes, and you imagine the skies, and you imagine the grass, and you imagine everything around you, God created that. And when He comes into you, and He blesses you, it's a little bit hard to control your emotions.
Amen.
When the Lord who created everything touches your heart, it becomes a little bit difficult. You don't know if you should cry, if you should laugh, if you should scream. It's real difficult. But it's a blessing. And I don't think people understand that. If you're lost, I want you to realize that salvation isn't something that's weird. It's nothing like that. It's a blessing. That's what salvation is. Romans chapter 4, or chapter 5, I'm going to start reading from verse 1. Y'all want to turn with me there. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. As saved individuals, we have hope. You know, you can go out into the world and you can try to find hope in anything. There's tons of stuff that this world attempts to offer you. And it's never going to satisfy you. It never will satisfy your needs. It's never going to. But God will.
Amen.
There's a hope and there's a peace that God can give you that nothing else can. There's nothing else in the world that you can grab a hold to that's going to stick with you for all of eternity. But God will. God's going to take you on past this life into eternity with Him in heaven, where we will be perfect. There will be no more tears. There will be no more crying. No mistakes. If you don't have Him, you need Him. It's not that you want Him, because it's much more than a want. It's a need. It is a necessity of life. The Bible teaches us that it would have been better to not be born, to not have been born, than to live a life without ever knowing Jesus.
Amen.
So right now, if you're not saved, if you've never even considered it, I just ask you to consider your heart's condition tonight. Consider what the Lord has for you, because He has a gift through His Son. Through His Son. If you had somebody that walked into your life and died for you and took a bullet for you, you would live your whole entire life attempting to pay that person back. Your whole life.
because you felt that they died for you. Every person in this room has somebody that died for them.
Amen.
They did a lot. He did a lot more than take just a bullet. A lot more. And he was perfect.
Amen.
He didn't deserve that death. He didn't deserve that hanging on the cross. We did. Every scar on his back is because of me. It's because of us.
Amen.
Lost person. Sinner friend. Seek him. Seek him now and continue to seek him until you find him.
Amen.
There's nothing in your life that is going to be more important than what you're doing right now. This opportunity that he has presented you with. Because that's what it is. It's an opportunity. God grants us, every one of us, with an opportunity. I don't believe that he would ever set somebody on earth to live and die without ever giving them the chance to be saved. He has given you a chance this night to bow before him and seek him. And all you have to do is just surrender. It's just surrender. Just lay it all down, because there's nothing that you can offer an almighty God that's going to be worth anything. Just take some mustard seed of faith. Just a mustard seed of faith, and it'll save you. It doesn't have to be big fireworks. It doesn't have to be all built up. Just a sweet peace that touches you and runs through your body. And all it takes is you believing.
Amen.
All it takes is you believing. And now I've lost my place. Psalm, if I could find it, I have it on my phone. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 28 says, "And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant." A lot of people look at this as just another book with just words and stories. This Bible is true. Everything that this Bible says is true. He didn't make up lies and breathe it into words. He told the truth. Everything that you read is true. The way of salvation that he created before the world ever began is true. His son living and dying for you is true. In the day of judgment, when he'll return, and this old world will be gone, is true. There's nothing that you can read in here that's going to tell you a lie that will ever misguide you. But you can't fully understand the depths and the meaning behind these words unless you're saved. And if you're not urgent about it, if you don't start seeking now, that's the point that I want to make, is that this is an urgent thing. Salvation is something that as soon as you realize that you're lost, you need to drop to your knees and seek him and seek him and seek him until you find him. Because you're not guaranteed anything in life. You're not guaranteed your next breath. You're not guaranteed your next night. You know, the night that I realized that I was lost, I thought about it before, but I never felt conviction. The night that I felt conviction, I got saved. It was nothing that I did. But it was that I was so scared. I was so scared that I was going to lay my head down that night and I wasn't going to wake up in the morning and my life would be over. And my chance ran out. I got saved that night. And to me, that's the most important moment that I will ever experience.
Amen.
The most important moment. And if you take it, and you take the opportunities that God gives you and grants to you, and you just take them and set them aside, it's disrespectful. Just think about it. Somebody died for you, and you can't even get on your hands and your knees and just believe. Just believe. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. "Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him. because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. A lot of times what happens is you hear preachers, and you always hear about the bad things that are going to happen to you. You're burning in hell for all of eternity. You're never going to know Christ as your personal Savior. You always hear the bad things. Let's talk about the good things here. You have hope in your everyday life. You have hope. Every day you wake up, you know that you're going to have a friend that's going to be there for you. You know you're going to have a father that's going to watch after you every single day. You don't have another care in the world. You don't have to worry about a single thing. That's what God presents to you. That's what God presents to every single individual that believes. You get this sense of peace that runs through you. And everything else just stops mattering. It doesn't matter anymore. I can sit in my room, in my apartment, and have my other three roommates doing whatever they're doing, being loud, doing whatever they're doing, and just have a peace that runs over me. And I have that peace almost every day. And it's nothing that I've done. It's not because of me. It's because of my Savior that lived and died a perfect life, a perfect sacrifice. And I can just sit there in awe and amazement of the things that he does for me in my life that I am so undeserving of. So undeserving of. But as a lost person, if I was 19 years old right now and I was lost, I don't know where I would be in the world. I don't know what I would be doing. I don't know who I would be hanging around with. But he saved me. He saved me. And he took all that pain and all those things, all those cares in the world, and took them and set them aside as a 10-year-old boy. And I am set for the rest of my life. I am set for the rest of my life, no matter what happens. No matter what happens. But as a lost person, every single day is a gamble for you. Every single day is a gamble. To wake up, to go to sleep, you never know. You never know. And neither do I. See, I have a better place waiting for me.
Amen.
It's going to take me home, and I'm going to be there forever.
Amen.
Can you think about eternity just for a second? You can't really get a full comprehension of what that is. Forever. Eternity. But on the flip side, there's hell. And that's not just for a week. That's not just for a month or a few years. That's for eternity too. The flames of hell will consume you. They will consume you. Forever. And it never goes away. The pain never goes away. That drop of water that you'll want, you'll never get. Because God is offering you an opportunity to take your pride and set it aside and bow before him. Wherever your altar is going to be, doesn't matter where it's at, and seek him. Have a little faith. Have a little faith. This is how I kind of picture salvation. If I was climbing a ladder and I was trying to get on top of a roof, and God was sitting on top of the roof, that ladder wasn't quite long enough. And I had to stand on my tippy toes, and I had to reach out, and I had to kick that ladder off and let God just catch me. That's what salvation is. You have to just be willing to take that step, and he'll meet you. Just a step, and he'll take 10, he'll take 1,000. He'll carry you. He'll carry you throughout your whole life. Because of one time. Dad, do you have your Bible, your case? There's a story on it I want to read real quick. As a saved individual, this is the promise that you have. It says, one night I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. When the last scene of my life shot before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand
And to my surprise, I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I realized that this was at the lowest and saddest times of my life. This always bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about my dilemma. Lord, you told me when I decided to follow you, you would walk and talk with me all the way. But I'm aware that during the most troublesome times of my life, there is only one set of footprints. I just don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you left me. He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never ever." During your trials and testings, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. He'll carry you. He'll carry you in everything. In this moment that seems like it's just so tough and it's just beating you up on the inside and it's just tearing you down and breaking you down, he'll carry you. And he'll get you through. And it'll take you on to a home and to a place that is perfect in every way imaginable. That's my message tonight. I just ask you to consider, just to consider where you are before the Lord tonight. Are you saved or are you lost? Because all you have to do is just have a little bit of faith and he'll carry you. For the bird, we could have a song. Have an altar call. An altar call doesn't mean you have to come up here and bow before the whole church. It doesn't mean that you have to sit in your seat. Wherever your altar is, make one. Because the moment that you sit in right now is the most important moment of your entire life.
Let's all stand. Turn page number 110. Oh, do not let the word depart. For sinner, harden not. anything at all.
Brother Dylan, I enjoyed the message tonight. And I appreciate you for what you stand for. And it's just good to hear the word go out. And just pray that it lodges somewhere. If there's anybody here that falls fancy, it's going to take that, but to lodge in their heart, draw the power of God, get the soul saved. And that's what we're here for. Put a little effort in it this week to do our best to see what the gospel message gets out. This Washington time tomorrow. But I like to be lifted up to feel the presence of God. And Lord, done your message, you lifted me up because it does my heart good to see you stand up there carrying the message. It really does. I love all our preachers, but you know, when you come in here and you've kind of grown up around this young man, it's just good to see you stand bring the message. It's a good thing, brother. Of course, he is. Never thought he was going to be carrying the gospel when he was just, oh, God is so good. So much.
Just want to point out that I never thought that I'd be standing on this. So we're both surprised.
Dylan, can't help but remember, see, I was close to your age when I got saved, so I do know what that feels like. I was sitting there right about when Doreen is standing over there at the age of 17 when Brother Gregory was preaching. I honestly don't think I remember anything he said, but I remember that there were a lot of people witnessing in the house that day, and I remember thinking, those people got something I don't have. And I knew it. I knew they had something, and I wanted it. I wasn't really sure at 17 what it was, because I wasn't raised this way. But I knew they had something special, and I wanted it. I did. And I remember, I didn't get saved until I was 22. And I remember the emptiness that I had inside. I remember that things were not right. That there was a hole inside me that was empty. Like, everything was great in my world, and everything was going along perfect. Perfect man, perfect house, good job, great car, everything. But there was this something that just wasn't filled. There was an emptiness. It was my soul. It was my heart. That sweet, precious spirit was not in my soul. And you know, I could feel that. Does that seem kind of odd? You can feel the emptiness. And when God comes in and He saves your soul, that emptiness gets filled up. Mercy saves us to be filled up. And then He just reminds us all the time. We can just feel Him, just like you said, Dylan, when you sit in that room in your apartment. When I sit still in my car, when I can sit anywhere, I don't even care if other people. If you just sit there and you fellowship with the Lord, you can feel Him. You can feel Him. So if you've got that emptiness, if there's something in you that just is not right, you'll know that. God can let you know that just like He can let you know when you're saved. And I just thank Him for saving my soul when I was 22 years old, that He brought me this man, and I got to hear these people witness, and some of these people that were witnessing that day are still here, and I still get to hear them witness, and I love that. It just fills my, I love where it says that your spirit's going to talk to my spirit. Man, I love it when our spirits are just talking to each other. That is the best feeling ever, ever. But if you can't feel that, there's very good possibility there's something missing inside you. You have a soul in there. And God wants to save that soul. He wants to save that soul. And you just look deep inside of you. Deep inside of you. Is there something missing in there? Because if there is, you need to seek after Him. And you need to seek after Him right away. In case you didn't get them dates. I was 17 when I became lost. I was saved at 22. That's a lot of years in between there. You best get started. Because I could have gotten a wreck. Mercy sakes. At 17, I don't even want to tell y'all what I was doing. Now, my sister here knows.
Thank you, Lord.
I mean, it's by the grace of God that I'm standing here today. I mean, I'm not, there's some stories, and we won't tell y'all, but I'm not kidding. I might not have made it here. I might not have made it to 22, but God was good, and He saw me get to the age of 22. And I got humble out in my backyard, laying in the chair, very short prayer. It was very short. But I knew what I needed, and He said, "You're exactly right." So if you know what you need, you get after it. You start calling out to Him, and He'll save you.
Appreciate this. Anybody else? I appreciate the message tonight, Brother Devlin. I'm thankful for the hope that we have, an assured hope. Amen. A lot of things we face in life that kind of looks hopeless to us sometimes. Things that affect our bodies and carnal things and situations. But, you know, that spiritual hope that we have in that I found when I was just a young boy, a little older than you were when you got saved. But it was real, it's still real tonight. And thank God for that. Thank Him that He's carried me many miles. He's carried me. He's a wonderful Savior, but He's a wonderful Lord.
Amen.
He's a wonderful Lord. There's a lot of men I wouldn't want to have to be under. I wouldn't want them to be over me. But I gladly put myself under Him.
Amen.
And let Him be my Lord.
That's right.
And never done me wrong. Appreciate your message. Appreciate this. Anybody else?
Just praising the Lord for your grandchildren and your family being saved. My dad was saved. I didn't give up on that Lord. He saved my daddy from his last few days. And I just want anyone here that is older, that don't know the Lord, don't give up on Him. And wife, don't give up on what the Lord can do for your husbands, for your daddies, for your family. We never gave up, and He saved my dad. And I praise His holy, mighty name, Jesus, right now. Thank you.
Amen. Appreciate this. Anybody else?
Most people know to make salvation. Yes, to my own name, if we would be our first night. I got saved here. I'm moving tonight. I knew we'd be that night. Because we're my parents, we're still here. I'm really raised in the church and the family. And it feels so good to have that peace. I'm so blessed to have you as a preacher here. And with the honor and the courtesy, I love all three of you. Thank you for being our preachers. Doing your good work.
Thank you. I better not forget that tomorrow is Susan's birthday.
Guess what you're going to sing hard
at. Don't forget.
Yes.
Anybody else?
Tell me, do you think you can sing us a song?
I can't. You have one you want to sing?
Well, Blessed Assurance is on my heart, but that's the voice isn't up there. Just do you sing something?
I'm going to take this one.
I bet Rita will pray for you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
anything at all before we dismiss?
Well, I'd have to say that tonight, but the Lord would save my soul. Let the Lord be with us tonight. For that sweet spirit.
Amen. Amen.
That sweet spirit just sits down, meets with us, and abodes with us. Nothing like it in the world. Nothing like it. Thank the Lord. He's good. He's good. He's good all the time. Glory be to His name. Bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Appreciate my friends that came to support. It means the world. I don't even know. I mean, they could have been anywhere. They could have been anywhere tonight, but they chose to be here. So thank y'all. Amen. Thank y'all for coming.
Amen.
Because it's important. What's going on tonight? What's going on this week? The message that's delivered is important. And you can feel it when you're standing behind this football. You can feel it. You know, I took a speech class my first semester of college and got voted best speech every single time out of my class. I was never nervous. Never bothered me. But when I stand up here and I stand behind this old bookboard and think about the men that have gone before me and preached, and think about the message that's being delivered, that weight that sits on your shoulders, that's become real heavy. So I ask y'all to pray for me and my friends and Brother Armour and Brother Porsche and everybody to pray for each other. Because what we're doing is important. It's the most important thing in the world. Anybody else have anything on their hearts? Lord, put something on your heart to say. Don't walk out without saying it, because you miss out on a blessing. Promise you that. No matter how small or big you may think it is. If not, all standing will be dismissed. Once again, thank all of our visitors for being here. We really, truly appreciate y'all being here. Y'all come back. If you can't come back, pray for us. Nothing else?
Make sure everybody knows we're going to be eating Saturday night. If there's any
5 o'clock Saturday. There will be food. So be here.
I've heard I got a little secret that I know some mammals could be wrong. I better be here right before she.
Appreciate this. Anybody else?
Bill, let me say this. Y'all know that Bill is my grandson. I thank the Lord that he said, let me live long enough to see this. His granddad didn't get to. He would have been so proud of him.
Bless us, Lord, in all that we do, for it's in Jesus we pray. Amen.